Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
This ain't no ordinary word. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Himself is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give him all I have in this world. Come on, tell me, tell the story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. This is what she said, y'all. She said, if I could only touch but the gift of him, darling, I'ma give it all I have in this moment. Come on, help me say, y'all.
This ain't no ordinary word.
Oh, no, it ain't, no, it ain't, no, it ain't.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This ain't no ordinary worship. This ain't no ordinary broadcast. This ain't no ordinary people. We are peculiar people. We don't worship like ordinary people does. We're different. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And wanted Evangelist Ursula to give a word of inspiration, if she would. I didn't get a chance to call and ask her, but if you can't, I understand. I like to ask people in advance, but sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. But like the Bible said, be ye also ready. You don't know the hour or the day that the Lord will call upon you to do things. But anyway, I do apologize. But Pastor, if you'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and after which I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula to give us a word of inspiration. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone.
Amen.
This ain't no ordinary worship. Amen, amen. The scripture I like to share is coming from Galatians 2, verses 19 and 20 from the King James. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can come and learn more of your word, Father God. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one that is on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, Father God. Be with our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God, and help us to receive it, Father God, that we're able to share it with others. Lord, we ask that you would be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you for your word, that we're able to grow and be able to be a soldier for you, Father God. So we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against any of us on this broadcast and our pastor, and that we will continue to go forth in the word of God and living the life you have called us to live. Lord, we thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. How everybody doing? Praise the Lord. I wanted to share this to bear fruit. Lord Jesus, you chose me and appointed me to go and bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Father, you are the gardener. You prune every branch that bears fruit so it will be even more fruitful. Therefore, I commit myself to bring forth fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I renounce and turn from the fruit of the flesh because I belong to Christ and have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. A seed cannot bear fruit unless it first falls into the ground and dies. I confess that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that now I live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Father, I thank you that I am on good ground and that I hear your word and understand it, and that the word bears fruit in my life. Hallelujah. Sometimes 100-fold, sometimes 60, sometimes 30. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in this season. My leaves shall not wither. Whatever I shall do shall prosper. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for fulfilling me with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I may walk worthy of you, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in knowledge of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What a word. Thank you so much, Evangelist. That's awesome. I thank God for that. I have to go back and listen to that. That's beautiful.
Amen.
Yeah, one of these days, brother and sister, we just going to have a Holy Ghost good time and just sharing knowledge. Because that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Remember Colossians 3:10 says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. We are being renewed in knowledge of who we are and what we are. And that's right. We've crucified the flesh. We're no longer living after the flesh, but we're living after the spirit. We're no longer walking after the flesh, but we're walking after the spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I guess that's why people, and don't let people judge you. Don't let people judge you on holidays, new moons, Sabbaths, and any of that. No, you're only judged by Christ. You got to know that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
In this new life, sometimes people try to judge you. And they're crazy when they do this because they don't know you. They don't know when the last time you talked to God. They don't know when God forgave you for whatever they're trying to hold against you. But I do want to say this to you. Being part of the new creation, let me tell you, one of the first things we do, brothers and sisters, is we learn Matthew 18:15. We're going to go there too. Because, see, when you have put on the new man, it's certain things you have to begin to practice. Because, see, people have a way or have a tendency to want to hold you back. And let me tell you, you can forgive them. That's power. That's power. Yeah. When you can release somebody. They walk around here all mad and everything, and they thinking, and I'm talking about brothers and sisters. Now, I'm not talking about the world, okay? I'm talking about brothers and sisters or those that claim, quote, they're in Christ. But in Matthew 18:15, maybe we should read all the way to 17, but Matthew 18:15, are you able to read Evangelist Ursula?
Yes, sir. Moreover, your brother sins against you, go and tell his faults between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, take with you one or two or more, that by the mouth of two or more, the three witnesses, every word may be established. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. In the Message Bible, if a fellow believer hurts you, go and tell him. Work it out between the two of you. If he listens, you've made a friend. If he won't listen, take one or two others along so that the presence of witnesses will keep things honest, and try again. If he still won't listen, tell the church. And we got to know we that church, amen.
Yes.
If he won't listen to the church, you'll have to start over from scratch. Confront him with the need of repentance and offer again God's forgiving love. Amen.
See, that's how we got started. God forgive us. And if you've been resurrected, if you're walking in the newness of life, then you'll forgive your brother. And Jesus, being the more experienced shepherd, he teaches us this and guide us in this way. I don't have a lot of time to spend on this, but I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, these are Jesus' guidelines, not mine. These are his guidelines, dealing with those who sin against us. There are people who put their mouth on you. You don't even know who they are, maybe, but you got to forgive them.
Amen.
And guess what? Yeah. You got the power to do that.
Yeah. Amen.
He might have been mean to you. But as a Christian, I'm not talking about unbelievers, sin commit against you and not others. See, this is what we got to understand. There's going to be conflicts. It's how you resolve those conflicts among Christians. Everybody don't know how to do this. But becoming a new Christian and you walking in that newness of life, you have to handle it a little differently than you would if you wasn't in this light, if you wasn't walking in that light. Because that's what God would do. He would forgive you. So therefore, you have to forgive them. And just like that's power to forgive them. But the text make it, or I should say the context of the text, make it real simple how you do it. You go to that person. You don't take it before everybody first. You just go to that person first. Then see if they're going to hear you. Because sometimes people are so busy, they want to argue and lay the blame and point fingers and you did this and you. Man, ain't all about that, brothers and sisters. We need to keep God's peace in our spirit. Don't give the enemy that kind of place in your life. Do not give him a license to enter into your life. Because, see, the moment you allow conflict to take over, you actually, that you just giving the enemy words to attack you. So you don't allow that to hurt. You don't allow that to happen. Yeah, I know it's hurt. Some people say, I know it hurts. But we're not dealing with feelings here. We're dealing with knowledge. So sometimes people gossip. I can give you a whole lot of reasons, but that's not what I want to dwell on, because people, they'll gossip among church, well, I call them church people or members of the body of Christ. That's when you got to take it to them. If it started there, that's where you clean it up at.
Amen.
You know, that's part of parenting, too. You know that, right? You don't, wherever they mess up at, that's where you clean it up at, right there. Don't be trying to take them somewhere else and clean it up. No, let them know the errors of their ways. You know, I'm not comparing us to dogs by no shape of the imagination. But let me tell you what. A dog know when you put that dog's nose in that mess, it ain't doing that no more. It ain't doing that no more. And I'm not trying to compare nobody. But this is by design to reconcile those who have of higher degree, in Christ. Man, you done took on the role of Christ now.
That's right. But
when someone wrong us, we offer to do the opposite of what Jesus recommends. Don't do the opposite. Do what he tell you to do. We turn away.
Right.
You know, I'm always reminded of the prodigal son. That boy took all his stuff and left. When the daddy saw him coming back, the boy should have been asking for forgiveness. But you know what? The daddy didn't allow it. He caught him. Now, you got spiritual-minded people there, and you got spiritual-minded people there. The spiritual-minded man said, you know what? It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. What I'm going to do, I'm going to meet that boy because I see him. See, that's what being a Christian really is. It's about discerning problems and how you dissolve them, how you get resolution for them. And one of the ways you do that, brothers and sisters, by you go to that person and tell them, and you don't have to always remind, and I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. I'm simply saying this is what Jesus' guidelines are dealing with. This is what he recommends that you do. So when you read this, you read it based on his recommendation. And this is to the brother, okay? This is to the brother or the sister that you want to keep in harmony, because you don't want to lose it. You'd be surprised. A lot of folks have lost friendship because of an argument, because of a conflict. They wasn't able to resolve it. Because they went and told Mary, they told Sally. No, you should have went to that person. And you try to keep it down by just simply saying, hey, I forgive you. And guess what? If they don't forgive you, here's what you do, brothers and sisters. Forgive them.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't getting nothing. I don't see why I should. Well, Jesus didn't do anything either. But guess what he did? He died for your sins. He died that you may have a fight. A lot of times Christians, they don't want to do that. They get caught up in pride. Now, oh, she know better. She know what she did. He know what he did. That in this, that, and the third. And they just get irate with it. Calm down. Pump the brakes. Be like Christ. You've been resurrected now. Just like Christ forgave you, then you have to forgive. You know, the Bible says, if you don't forgive, then he can't forgive.
Y'all just,
because see, that's what the new man is supposed to do. This is like a commandment from the chief officer. Go and do it. Don't ask no questions. Just do it. This is what you're required to do. The Bible says over, I think it's over in, I know in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are new creatures. Well, if you knew, you don't act like that old person. You need to act like a resurrected person. That's what a resurrected person would do. They have the mind of Christ. You know how they're going to act? They're going to act like Christ. They're going to forgive. They're going to walk in the newness of life. That's exactly what they want. They're not going to be trying to hold things against a person. Because you got a lot of people, they don't want to put on the new man. But the Bible says when you have to put on the new man, the new man. See, no man can put on the new man if he's trying to live like the old man. I like what Luke 5:37 says. That's a good illustration. So, Evangelist Ursula, would you read Luke 5:37, please? Matter of fact, I should read. Yeah, read 36 and 37. So that would be Luke 5:36-37. I want y'all to hear this parable. This is Jesus really teaching us. Because you are new, this is how you're supposed to act. This is how the new man is supposed to act. So, Evangelist, would you please read that? Thank you very much.
Amen. Then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear. And also, the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts a new wine into old wineskin. Or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into a new wineskin, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires a new one, for he says the old is better. Amen?
Amen. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. No one cuts up a fine silk scarf to patch old work clothes. You want fabric that match. And you don't put wine in old cracked bottles. You get strong, clean bottles for your fresh vintage wine. And no one who has ever tasted fine aged wine prefers unaged wine. Amen.
Amen.
Think about that, will you, for a moment.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, hallelujah. If you're going to act new, if you're going to act new, then you got to put new stuff in the new man. Can keep dealing with the old stuff. It's pointless. Then why did Christ come? If there's not no difference in your righteousness, why did Christ come?
Amen. See,
after you have put on the new man, the Bible says, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. It's the right thing to do. I always think as righteousness is the ability to stand in God's presence. How you going to be, see, a lot of times people just, only time they see standing God present is in a building or in a synagogue or congregated. But sister, let that junk go. God is omnipresent. Act like it.
Amen.
Act like it. Be just as holy on Monday as you is on the Sabbath. Be just as holy on Monday as you is on Sunday. God is present. I don't care if you made your bed in hell. God is going to be there. If you went to the highest of height, God is there. I don't care how far east you go, God is there. So don't act like you're going to put God in a box. That just irks me when people think the only time they're supposed to do right is on Sundays. Only time righteousness need to exist is when they are around what they call righteous people. Man, you need to get out of that way of thinking. And it's sad that people think like that. Oh, well, sister so-and-so around, so I better not do it. No, you better not do it, period, because God is around.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah. We know that we were redeemed. What redeemed means, I don't know if everybody does or not, but I want to tell you. See, when you forgive, you just conquered Satan. Y'all didn't hear. Let me say that one more time. When you learn to forgive, you conquer Satan. He no longer can control you. Because he won't forgive. See, that's part of the rulers of the force of darkness. When you use Jesus' name, for instance, that's overpowering Satan. But you can't use that if you don't walk in forgiveness. Because the Father said, unless you forgive, I can't forgive. And I was talking about redemption. Redemption means we know we have become the fullness of him that filled in all, we become that. That's who we are now. So we can act like Christ. The Bible says we know that of his fullness have all we receive grace for grace. So you receive grace to give grace. Ooh, you ought to say that one more time, preacher. You forgive, you have received grace to give grace.
Yeah.
You have received grace. See, God planted grace in us. What you thought he planted that in you? For you to look around and talk about how holy you are, how special you are. No, he put that grace in you to give grace. Huh? No. What do you think about that one? And we know that we have received the abundance of grace, of gift of righteousness. Romans 5:17. We know we got that thing. Not thinking, but we have received it. And so we received it by acting on it. We know that we have received the abundance of grace and of his, the gift of righteousness. See, the gift of righteousness is something you have to receive. That's why we're reigning as kings and queens, brothers and sisters. That's just not a title. No, we have to live this life. It's nothing ordinary about what we do as Christians at becoming part of the new creation. It's not ordinary. It's just out of the ordinary as anything. And when you read 1 Corinthians 12:3, it began to bring understanding that no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. When you acting like that, it's when you can say, you know what? Now I'm part of that new creation. My consciousness is part of it. I stand in that. I stand in God's righteousness. I have dominion. Christ lords over my life. The lordship of Jesus has begun when you began to act on the word of God. We speak the things that he speaks. We say what his words say. We don't make excuses. Some people constantly making excuses to justify the flesh. Stop it. Stop trying to justify the flesh. You just say what the word of God said. By his stripes, I'm healed. That's what Evangelist Renee said. She said, by his stripes, I'm here. She wasn't talking about, I'm dealing with all these challenges. No, you ain't dealing with no challenges. By his stripes, you healed. Say it to the enemy. Let him hear that. Show him you're not afraid. Well, if I say that and it don't happen, who cares? Say it.
Amen.
That's how you overcome the enemy by speaking that word. Well, Pastor, suppose it don't look like that tomorrow. I don't care how it look. Don't make me turn Evangelist Renee on you. She could tell you how ugly that fit was, but she kept on confessing, by his stripes I'm healed. She didn't let it change.
Amen.
Oh, I have different challenges. I have. No, just say by his stripes you heal. You don't have to tell the enemy what he's doing to you. And surely God don't tell me, because I don't want to hear. You don't have no compassion, Pastor. Hey, somebody tell me that. I said, no, I want to hear about your challenges. You ain't challenged with what? With what? You're the victor. You have overcome your challenges. Why is you trying to fix it up, make it pretty? Hey, y'all women, excuse me. Y'all used to making stuff pretty. Y'all used to, and I don't mean no harm. Men do too, but I'm telling you, y'all so used to put on makeup, putting this on that, because that's y'all nature. But when it comes to being a Christian, brothers and sisters, hey, it is what it is. You say what the word of God says. You have to put on no eyelids. You don't have to put on no rouge. You don't have to put on no lipstick. No, you don't have to put on no girdle. No, it is what it is. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm going to try to make it pretty. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty. It's the word of God who's speaking.
Amen.
Anyway, this is the point where if anybody have anything to say on today's lesson, we'll take a few minutes to listen to you. Press 1, and we'll let you in. If you have any comments, hallelujah. We love comments. We want you all to know y'all welcome to engage. Have a say on today's lesson.
Amen. I like what it was talking about. Don't mix the old with the new. And it really fed my spirit today because it said, don't mix the old with the new. And it came in my spirit, but be whole in your newness.
Right.
I always say, shine. Walk in the newness of who you are.
Right. Hallelujah.
And walk, and you can't walk with God holding hands with the devil. Amen.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
You can't walk with God. Hallelujah. You can't walk with God holding hands with the devil. So if you're going to put on the new, walk in God's newness and let go of that old. That old got to die. Amen.
Got to die. And then you become fearless. You don't care.
Amen.
You say what the word of God say. And I love that. You can't walk with God holding the devil's hand.
No.
The devil is a lie.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I'm being challenged. You ain't being challenged. You're just speaking what the devil wants you to say. That's all.
Have mercy. Amen.
We got one more here. Let's see here. I think this is Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
You cannot walk with the Lord and walk with the devil. I love it. You got to choose. Ain't no straddling, no thing. You got to choose which direction you are going. And he will show you if you just listen. Marvin got a song that say, listen. And it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You just got to listen. He will speak to you. Hey, and then you know, my heel, every morning I wake up, and I see my foot, and all I can say is thank you, Jesus. I did not listen to that man because I would not have my foot. That foot healed every day I stood on my scripture. By his stripes, I am healed. And he healed it. In the beginning, I had doubt. The beginning, I was like the doubting Thomas. Oh, there's no way that's the end and everything's going to grow back. That's impossible. Ain't nothing impossible for God. Nothing. He did it. By his strength, I am healed. I just had to share that. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Hey, listen, brother and sister, you got to be fearless like that. You don't care. You don't have no way of fixing it up. You're going to say what the word of God say in every situation. Doesn't matter. The word of God said, by his stripes, I'm healed. That's what you say. I don't care if you have to say it 50,000 times. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why a lot of people right now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, they can't get healed. They think it's because of this, that, and the third. No, it's because you're a child of God, and God expects you to act like him. See, when you've been resurrected, you put on the newness of life, brothers and sisters. You begin to speak the word of God no matter what. The Bible says, but he that lacketh these things are blind and cannot see afar off. You got to walk in forgiveness. You got to walk in speaking the word of God no matter what. Because guess what? You're no longer yourself. You know, Evangelist, thank you for saying what you said a moment ago. You can't walk with the devil and God, too. Now. You got to let one of them go. You're going to either say what God say and stand on it, or you're going to try to fix it up and make it sound good because it feels good. But let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. Real Christians, they speak truth. The word of God is truth. It's not what they feel. The Bible says, let the sick say they well. That's what you say. You say, I'm well. Healed. You say it until you get tired of saying it. And you can say it until you get tired of hearing it. And when you get tired of hearing it, the devil will be tired. Because he's playing games. It's like, when did she get healed? When did she get healed of diabetes? And he's checking them demons, find out how y'all let her get away by his strike. She talking about she got healed. When did it happen? He don't know. It's just like when you ask God for forgiveness, people don't know what you ask God for. They don't know your business. They're trying to put you back in 1960 or 1980 or yesterday as far as that goes. The word says, the word is now. Now faith is. So the moment you began to operate in, God don't hold any of that against you. Now, your friends will, and your family, and those unsaved individuals, they will. But God won't. So that's what the lesson is about. But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, you won't be a doer of the word and not hearers only. If thy brother shall trespass against thee, go tell him his fault. Because, like I said, you want to avoid all that other stuff. You just speak what the word of God says. And not like he said, him alone. You don't have to try to get other approval. But anyway, anybody else have anything else they want to share today? Anyone else? Just press one. Okay. Well, I sure thank you all so much. And I thank you all for the word of wisdom. And all that good stuff. We'll see you all on tomorrow. For-